You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome in, everybody, for another episode, another edition of the Dynasty Trade Show over here on Destination. Debbie, if you're new to the channel, make sure you hit that thumbs up button, like, and subscribe. Every trade that we're going to view today is from one of our members, one of our patrons. If you're not a part of the squad, patreon.com/allgas or go to destinationdebbie.com. Y'all know I got my boy Ty DeClaire back again. He's going to help me break down some of these deals, going through all different leagues, all different types of formats. Dynasty fantasy football, rookie drafts, NFL free agency. I'm seeing Herbert, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison, Justin Jefferson, all kind of wild ass deals. We're going to get to it right now, baby. Let's go.
Okay, let's get it. Bitch, let's get it.
Welcome in, my dog. That boy with the bushy beard, my man, Ty DeClaire in the building. You can find Ty on X at TyDeClaire44. Ty, we got a lot of stuff, a lot of activity going down in the old Discord, a lot of trades that we got to get to. I think we're going to have some good conversation today. Ty, how you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling great. How's it going, good people? We're in the Discord today. We're going to look at some great deals, some really flashy names, a lot of picks flying around. This should be a good one.
Let's help the people out, Ty. Let's get right into it, baby. All right, so let's pull it up. And I thought I had all this set up. Look at that. It wasn't done right, Ty. It's all my fault. It's me. But the first one we're going to take a look at, what do we got, Ty?
We got a start 10, a 10-team start 10 super flex, 0.5 PPR with no tight end premium, 4-point passing touchdown. On one side, we got Dak Prescott, 107 and 208. On the other side, we got Justin Herbert. Ray, we talk about the 10-team start 10, right? That's yeah. real shallow. So getting the elite quarterbacks are cool, but, you know, quarterback advantage isn't as slim. It's not as scarce. How are you feeling when you look at this?
Yeah, 10-team start, 10, 4-point per passing touchdown, Dak in the 107. Yeah, I'll take Dak in the 107. I mean, I'll take Dak in the 107 pretty easily. I am personally a little concerned about Herbert's situation. Herbert's an incredible talent, but pay attention to what the teams have been telling you and everything that the Los Angeles Chargers have been telling us so far the early part of this offseason is they're going to run the damn ball. And right now, I'm just not dependent on Quentin Johnston and Josh Palmer or whoever hell, even a rookie to come in. Give me Dak, the situation that I know with the Dallas Cowboys, the 107. I still think that even in a start 10, super flex, it's not no crazy bonuses. I still like the 107 in a start 10.
No, I agree. I have my doubts on Herbert as well. I think there's a reality where Dak outscores Herbert. Right, and a 10 by 10.
I don't think that's I don't even think that's a stretch to go that far.
At all.
No. Absolutely not.
You're giving me Dak and a first and a second I can play with? Sure.
Yeah, same. All right, let's pull up the board a little bit and see what we have. We've got a 12-team Superflex PPR start 10, 2.0 tight end premium. That's what I'm talking about. Let me air horn that. I've been wanting some two tight end, 2 points per reception. For the tight end, Ty, go ahead and call this one off for the people who are not watching, which if you are, make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening, you should go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, check out the content on YouTube as well. But what do we got, Ty?
Yeah, we got our patron, Shepherd87 here. Shepherd got Calvin Ridley, Jonathan Taylor, and the 301. They sent away Nico Collins, Rashad White, and the 308. So, Ray... We got two running backs, two wide receivers, two thirds. All right, mm-hmm. It's a pretty pretty standard deal, I guess. Like a down tier running back and an up tier wide receiver. You know, like there's not really a lot of movement there. I think we've been talking about this all the time, right? At this time of year, I usually just default to give me the best player. I think Nico Collins is the best player in this deal. And I think Rashad White and Jonathan Taylor are probably going to do the same thing. I'll give the edge to Taylor, but I'm going to take the Nico Collins side of this.
For me, it's I would say that, again, without knowing any other details, I like the Ridley Taylor and 301 side. For me, this just feels like a deal where you like the player better, so we're just exchanging players. They're lateral moves. Calvin Ridley, Nico Collins. We'll see what Will Levis can do, but I value-wise, production-wise, maybe that's a wash. Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, production-wise, fully healthy JT probably outscores Rashad White, but Rashad White's going to finish another top 10 season at running back. And then the 301 versus the 308, both of those are equally bad bets to be anything productive. But, I mean, this is just a deal that I just don't have a lot of interest making personally. Yeah. Just lateral trades. Give me the uptick in the pick for whatever hopium that can provide. Give me Taylor and Ridley. You're on the Nico Collins and Rashad White side. That's fine with me as well. Here we go. Speaking of Nico Collins, the aforementioned player, we have Nico Collins and Kyren Williams, if I can get this right. I'm just making myself dizzy. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins and Kyren Williams or Malik Nabers. This is a 12-team super flex PPR start 10. Malik Nabers or Nico Collins and Kyren Williams?
Yeah, so Malik Nabers, he's going to be the name that everyone wants at that 103, 104. And, you know, it's cool seeing in a Debbie and seeing the actual name to the pick here, right? So, I mean, you got your classic leverage move. You got Nico Collins, who I had my doubts on Nico. I know I DM'd you a couple times about, man, mm-hmm. It feels like it's a Trinity score propped up by the yards after catch per reception. You know, like, so I have my doubts, but hey, he, even with Noah Brown and Tank Dell and everyone, he still did his thing. And I feel sure better did. About Nico Collins now, right? I think his ADV has risen too. I think Kyren, so far he hasn't been nuked. You know, he still has to get through the draft, but he still seems like a decent bet. Do I want to pay for that bet? That's a question. In a 12-team start 10, I'm going to take the package here. I think Nico will do probably what Nabers does, and you give me the shot at the elite upside running back. I'll take it.
I think you nailed the analysis on this one. There's nothing further for me to add. Love Malik Nabers, but when I have to start, I'm getting two bona fide starters that can both finish at worst, let's just say top 15 at their position, right? If I can get Kyren as RB15 and Nico finishes as wide, just be top 15. Give me those and a start 10 there in your lineup every single week. Give me Nico Collins and Kyren Williams as well. I'm with you on that one, Ty. All right, go ahead. What do we have right here?
We got 12-team Superflex start 10 PPR. Ooh, this is interesting. On one side, we got Jalen Waddle and Jahmyr Gibbs. On the other side, Joe Mixon and Justin Jefferson. This is an interesting one. You got Joe Mixon, who lands in Houston. You know, he gets that bump. You got Jahmyr Gibbs, who really has been one of the few running backs you actually want to assign future value to. You got Jalen Waddle, who, you know, he is what he is, and he is what he is in that Miami offense. So you can never disregard him, even in the start 10. But then you have that Justin Jefferson, who, as an ex-poll will tell you, some people are worried about. They don't know what that quarterback's going to look like. They don't know if he's going to be elite outcome Jefferson. And I think there's some merit to that. Ray, where do you land on this one? Like, you got Gibbs and Mixon. You got Jefferson and Waddle. This is interesting.
Man, this really comes down to, this is tough, man. This is a deal where, although it's a two for two, and although it's running back for running back, receiver for receiver, it's not the same type of lateral deal that we just discussed. Walking through this 12-team Superflex start 10 PPR, Gibbs, the delta between Gibbs and Mixon scoring, I don't know if it's as big as the delta between Jalen Waddle and Justin Jefferson scoring. So if you're just talking strictly, if I'm just trying to get the points to win, like I am just betting on that outcome, I believe Joe Mixon and Justin Jefferson give you the higher range of outcome as a pair opposed to Waddle and Gibbs. But if you're playing the value game and the dynasty market and which players' value still have room to rise, go up, maybe you can move them for more than what you paid for them, Jahmyr Gibbs, no doubt. I mean, Mixon's value is, it's got a second chance at life, but it's just slightly, right? And it's still not high. And then Jalen Waddle, I think people realize he's settled in where he is, but what if he takes another little small step forward this year, Tyreek getting a little bit older, who knows? I think you can lean the Gibbs and Waddle side. I wouldn't hate the side acquiring Gibbs, and I don't mind Mixon Jefferson. If I had to lean on it today, if I had to say it today, I'm probably taking Gibbs and Waddle. I'm probably taking the I'm taking Gibbs and Waddle. I'm going Gibbs and Waddle.
I got you. That's interesting. That's really interesting. You didn't think you'd be on the opposite side of a Justin Jefferson deal today, did you?
Well, I do think, and I just want your opinion. The QB situation is, it matters. This is year five for Jefferson. I don't believe out the gate McCarthy is coming in there and going to be able to provide the type of volume, the accuracy that Kirk Cousins, who's been one of the best quarterbacks over the last 8 years in the NFL statistically. So I just, that value of Gibbs is something different in today's game. People are looking at him like he could be in that elite command multiple first plus range. I think I'm fine taking the bet on Waddle and Gibbs because I know what Mixon is and he's not going up.
Yep. No, I can't argue with that at all. I think that Gibbs, Gibbs is that elite outcome. I feel like the running back market, it's not collapsed. It's concentrated. You know, it's concentrated to those elite few who you can bet are going to do that and can really make that, like, that war difference making impact. But I'm personally on the JJF and Mixon side, and I'm going to give a shout out to old Scott Connor here. He's been talking a lot about availability and like this stock up, stock down culture we have in fantasy football. I don't think it's so much like stock up, stock down. He said Joe Mixon's value has a second chance at life. His value hasn't necessarily gone up, but his demand has.
Correct.
Right. And on the opposite side of that, Jefferson, his stock really hasn't gone down, but his availability has gone up because people are, you know, concerned and rightfully so. They want to get ahead of a bet. So it's really interesting how Danvers took both sides of that. One, they took advantage of the Mixon, who they're probably paying top dollar for, but he was available. And again, if you're looking at it from pure points for 2025 or you're trying to get your roster up right now, like I think Mixon and Gibbs will be in the same atmosphere.
Agreed.
Right. And then if you're talking to me, Justin Jefferson or Jalen Waddle, while I think in 2025, again, that delta could be closer than it is before, it's still Justin freaking Jefferson. And I'm going to take a bet that the Vikings organization will get that quarterback position right eventually, because generally they've put a good quarterback back there. So I'm trying to take the long-term bet, but I also can't ignore the points for right now. And I think it's just really interesting how you got two players, especially Jefferson, who's usually not available, or you took advantage of the Mixon market that he is available right now. So
this is a really good, this is an interesting deal. I mean, we went through it. The delta between Gibbs and Mixon, I don't believe is as far as the one between Jefferson and Waddle, but Jefferson is facing, we've never seen him without Cousins and he's great. I want to know who's throwing him the ball. And, you know, I think I can tell myself a story for either side. And I think that's why you see two eyeballs and then two fire emojis, that if you want the points and I'm betting today on who scores more, it's Mixon and Jefferson. I believe that they give you the more points, the more potential points for sure. All right, let's look at the format here. 12-team Superflex, start 10, PPR, 1.25 running back. What is that, receptions? PPR?
I've never seen RBP before, Ray.
I've never seen RBP. I'm going to assume that's, what is that? 1.25 per reception for running backs and then 2.0 for the tight ends, 6-point passing touchdown. All right. Let's see what we have. We're not going to go through the full roster, but what do we have right here? One side getting Saquon Barkley, Zay Flowers, and a second for Chris Olave, Isaiah Pacheco, and a third. This I'm telling you right now, this is very easy. It's very easy, okay? It's very easy. Saquon over Pacheco by a wide margin. By the delta between that makes up for however more you think Chris Olave is than Zay Flowers, which you can argue that's even big in the first place. I don't know. And then I'm getting a 25 second for a 25 third. Give me Saquon, Zay Flowers, and Pacheco.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Flowers and Olave. I'll give the edge to Olave, but it's close enough. Yep. Barkley's outcome. Pacheco, he's on the Super Bowl roster, so he's going to get that. He runs really hard. He runs like the grass is angry. People like him. I'm just going to bet Barkley in that case, and you give me a second over a third to do it. Same. Yeah, give me that.
Same. Oh, what do we have here? Ty DeClaire, go ahead and read this one off for the good people.
Evan put us a 12-team start 11. Debbie, start two tight ends, 2.25 per point PPR and tight end. Wait,
2.25 PPR tight end premium, man.
So is the tight end premium 225? Or
yes,
is it
you
additional?
Have to,
okay.
No. You've got to start two in each reception. They're giving you 2.25.
Oh,
and
I got
each
you. Okay.
Receiver's given receivers are going 1.25 per reception.
I got you.
Yeah.
0.01 per pass completion. Okay. Let's stop there. Okay. So you got Caleb Williams or Michael Pittman and Hockenson in this big tight end premium.
Very
Where does
big
that
tight
land
end
for you?
Big tight end premium. I mean, everything is a premium. First of all, it's 12 teams start 11. So you've got to put them into your lineup. We know Hockenson is, I'll just say this, Caleb Williams on one side of the trade ledger and a healthy TJ Hockenson and Michael Pittman. And just for context, he already has Patrick Mahomes, Drake May, yes. Trevor Lawrence at QB. Already has those quarterbacks. He's got Pitts, Michael Mayer at tight end. Healthy Hockenson, sure. I can make that bet with Mahomes and Drake May already there. Maybe I don't want to have two rookie quarterbacks on my team. And I've got Trevor Lawrence. The fact that Hockenson is coming off of the ACL and you're probably not going to get him for majority of this season, I'll just say this. I wouldn't have made this deal today. This ain't the type of trade that I am not why would I take on TJ Hockenson in his shredded knee in March? This deal would. Caleb Williams is already there. I've got Caleb on my roster. This is a deal that I just wouldn't make today. I would prefer the Caleb Williams side of this. I don't mind getting the tight end and the receiver, but I'm not doing that deal today. That deal will be available to me in September.
No, and I can see how he got there, right? Looking at the context, right? You got Mahomes, May, Caleb, and T-Law at quarterback. Are you saying I got to do something with that? But at the other side of the coin, you also have Pitts, Mayer, Woods, Gray. If you have Pitts, like, I get it. Tight ends are you know, price and force in this league. And if you feel like you can flip Hawk as a live asset, like, I don't mind that mindset, but I don't mind moving Caleb Williams, but I need a different return than that in March if I'm moving him before the draft. You know, I don't see a path where the Caleb drumbeat slows down anytime before the draft. and it's only going to crescendo once he puts that jersey on and he walks across the stage. You know, so I would probably, like I said, I would wait, and I don't mind moving Caleb on this team, but not for this return in March.
Not in March. And not with Hockenson being coming off of that injury either. All right, what do we have here, Ty?
We got a 14-team start 11 Superflex 2.0 tight end premium. Again, we'll factor in context after. Ray, do you want a 14-teamer, Dak in 103 or Herbert in 107?
14-teamer? Oh, Dak in 103.
Yeah.
Dak in 103.
We've already gone over Dak versus Herbert, and you're giving me the better pick for someone who I think can outscore Herbert in 2024. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And the 103 and a 14 team, that's guaranteed I'm getting QB2 or Malik Nabers. You know, I don't know what all the other stuff is, but yeah, I think that's pretty easy. Give me Dak and Justin Herbert, 14 team league. That's simple, slight work for me.
Yeah.
Right. We've got a couple of trades, and I don't know if these are in order. They may be different, but let's start with the Amon-Ra trade. That's nice. Let's start with Amon-Ra St. Brown. What do we have here, Ty?
And we got a 12-team start 10 Superflex PPR 1.5 tight end premium lineup league. Amon-Ra St. Brown in 204 for JSN and 103. I mean, I'll just say this. I love JSN. You know, I've loved the guy. I think that the dynasty community is double counting some of the negatives that have happened for JSN. And I do think that if he does turn it around, people will buy right back in. I think the 103 is a great pick to have in this draft, but I'm personally taking Amon-Ra St. Brown in the second.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And I like the 103 12 team, but it's start 10. Yeah. Give me Amon-Ra. I'm just fine with having the 204, which I'm just fine with that. Perfectly fine with having that. What else? He's got another trade. Let's see what we've got here.
12 team start 12 Superflex PPR. Two tight end premium, start two tight end. So big time. And a 0.25 point per carry lineup. So they send away CD Lamb and Justin Herbert. They get back 101, 105, and 106. So liquidating those elite outcome assets. Right?
So GQ move here from a okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I think the price is probably like it's probably in that arena, but are you giving up both Lamb and Herbert in the same deal, Ray? That's where my mind comes to on this. Like, are you moving both of those guys in the same deal?
So let me just ask you in a so it's 12 team start 12 super flex.
Yeah.
Okay. PPR. Got to start two tight ends, and it's two tight end premium.
Yeah.
0.25 per carry. I'm just thinking through this real quick. That's a lot of damn starters. You have to start two tight ends, 2.0 tight end premium. So I'm going to assume that 105 is probably Brock Bowers. So the way this probably goes is 101 would be Caleb. Because you just sent away Herbert. So you're replacing Herbert with Caleb.
Yeah.
102, probably Marvin Harrison off of the board. Well, shit. 103 might be Brock Bowers.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. 103, 104 is, I think, where he actually lands,
so
right? Yeah.
If 103, 104 is Brock Bowers, and just say the 103 or the 104 is, you want to put Jaden over Rome? How do you want to play this?
Let's say Jaden Daniels.
So now at 105, 106, you're Drake May, Malik Nabers. You're Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, depending on his quarterbacks, to replace the CD Lamb that you just lost. So if you say Caleb for Herbert, which I know that seems like it's light for Herbert, but that's the market right now. I think most people would trade their Herbert for Caleb Williams right now for 101. I think most people would. So then you're saying the combination of Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze equal the output as CeeDee Lamb. This is a risky bet. moving off of the known asset of CeeDee Lamb. But I believe that the format could make this risky move worth it. If those, because we say the cutoff is 107, 108. Mm-hmm. It could be worth it here in this scenario when you are guaranteed to end up with either Neighbors, Odunze, Bowers, May, Daniels, and you've got Caleb Williams in the back. You're getting you're getting two of those guys. I mean, where are you at? I think I am fine with the pick side of this deal. And I think I'm okay with that, man.
Yeah. So I mean, shout out to Chubb Knuckles for throwing in and you know two different deals here. So I doubt that 101, 105, and 106 stay on their team. You know, going for they'll make a couple moves here probably. But if they don't, I still think, like I said, I like I said, Caleb Williams for Herbert, that's a fine handshake for me. I think that's fine, right? This the start 12 of it all. That's really interesting. If it's the two wide receivers for Lamb, like I think that's probably fine. And that's kind of where I think it's fine. I think it's a risky bet. I think if Bowers falls to 105, and you know Bowers is what we think he is, I think that's where you really win this deal. But that's where I just came back to. I don't really want to send Herbert and Lamb in the same deal.
But why though? If you already have the sentiment that you have, if you are a dynasty gamer who is concerned about Herbert's situation, they're concerned that Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are gone, and there's talk about them not even taking a receiver at five and moving out of that. It's Greg Roman, it's Jim Harbaugh. They're going to run the ball. He's got no weapons. It's a 2-year rebuild. Who gives a shit if Herbert's in the deal? Like, who cares? Like that. I think hearing the name and seeing the name makes you feel a certain way because we've kind of been conditioned. But you could remove Herbert's name, and what if I said it's the 112 and CeeDee Lamb? Because people are like, that's about all I would pay for Herbert right now. So if I told you it's 112 and CeeDee Lamb or 101, 105, and 106, how do you feel then?
Then I'll take the pick package, yeah.
I don't know. Would you? I don't know.
Yeah. No, and I think that's fair, and maybe that's the part of my process that I have to look at, right? It's just when I'm moving someone who's generally across the dynasty space considered elite, I generally don't want to package both those guys into one deal because I feel like that elite shine just gets molded into one versus me being able to structure a deal around a single asset, add the ancillary pieces, and get what I need. I always feel like I can do more with two moves than push them into one. You know, like if you took over an orphan,
if you had Herbert and Lamb and you got this offer, are you really going to blow this up because you want to kind of sell them independently? I don't really want to do that deal because I think for me, I'm just trying to see through the name Justin Herbert. And if what people are saying, if what we're reading, if what we're hearing about this offense not being the type of offense that's going to allow him to throw the ball 600 plus times per season. Like the name Herbert means nothing. I'm thinking about where he ends up on the war chart. What's his true fantasy range of outcome if this offense scales back passing? I'm not even going 90% and saying ridiculous stuff, but they pull it back 20% of what he's done. And now you're pulling back 20% without Austin Ekeler, without Gerald Everett, without Mike Williams, without Keenan Allen, with a rookie. Like this seems like one where just the name has more value than the actual situation that yields the game. This is an interesting one. I think Lamb is the best player in the deal. I would rather have CeeDee Lamb over anything here, but if I'm giving up Herbert for Caleb and then it's the 105 and the 106 and a start 12, I can make it. I can make a case that bet can work out very well. And if CeeDee Lamb continues to do what we all know he will and those picks bust, then it looks awful. But I don't know. This is an interesting one. So where are you at? What side do you want?
No, I think the looking past my bias of what I usually want to do, I think the picks is, like I said, that is a good way to get forward because you can see the path already, right? My concern is when once those picks become player names, they're those players' names. So I like Odunze. I like Neighbors. I don't think they're going to fall into that range, but I've liked people before, like a Jalen Reagor, who I thought was going to be great, and it just didn't work out. I know what CD Lamb is. I know what Herbert is, and I know for Herbert, I know I'm staring down something that's not great for 2024. I'm going to take the picks because I know I can do more with that. I think if Bowers falls, I'm laughing, and I like the pivot point. So I'll take the picks and a start 12.
All right, this is a good trade. This one's probably going to end up on the thumbnail. This was a good conversation, talking through this trade, just the value of Herbert, how good CD Lamb is in relation to potentially what could be Malik Neighbors, Brock Bowers, or Rome Odunze in a start 12 2.0 tight end premium. Good conversation here. This is going to make the thumbnail for sure. Let's keep going up and see what else we have. Ooh, best ball. Let's go. Best ball. Talk about it.
Yes. Got that 12-team start 11 super flex best ball tiered PPR. So 0.5 for running backs, 1 for wide receiver, 1.75 for tight end with a 0.25 point per carry. Some good settings. Some good settings right there. Pistol Pete. He got himself some Dalton Kincaid, Travis Etienne, Romeo Doubs, and the 2025 fourth. He sent away George Kittle, 301, and the 107. Ray, 1.175 tight end premium. Best ball.
0.25 per carry.
Yep.
Start 11. Etienne, Kincaid, Doubs, or Kittle, the 107 and the 301.
I know what side I fall on, but I want to hear where you fall.
Yeah, it's Kincaid, Etienne, and Doubs for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kincaid, Etienne, and Doubs.
Yeah. I think it's 107 for Kincaid at a minimum. At a minimum.
Yeah.
Right. And you're telling me Etienne, Doubs, and I don't care about the four. Like Etienne and Doubs for Kittle and a 301. Yeah. Give me the ETN and the point per carry. Yeah, pretty easy.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that in best ball. And that 25 fourth means nothing, but I could just, that's just more fodder to package up for spot start bums later down the line. I'm with you on that one. All right, let's see what else we have cooking in the old cord. Let's see.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh, where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? Let's start with Jamar. What do we have? Boy. What is this?
Got a 12-team start 9, super flex PPR, 6-point passing touchdown, 0.5 tight end premium. Ray, you got Jamar Chase or 101 and 201 in a start 9?
Jamar Chase, start 9, hammers. Yeah. I want Jamar Chase. Right. I like 101, but you're praying Marvin Harrison gives you Jamar Chase production, and the 201, I don't really care about that. I mean, it's a good pick, but I want Jamar Chase. Same format.
It's a
good pick,
but it's a start 9.
Yes. Yeah. Same format, start 9, correct? What do we have?
We got Josh Allen and Trey Lance for Bryce Young, 104 and 108. Ray, and apparently the blueprint for getting elite quarterbacks is Bryce Young in the 104, according to the Destination Devi Trade Show. How many Bryce Young and 104 deals have we seen for the better quarterback?
I mean, do we need to talk about which side you would rather have?
I hope it's obvious that I would take Josh Allen, and you can even keep Trey Lance. I mean, just give me Josh Allen.
Give me Josh Allen. I don't even have to take Trey Lance, but yes, that is the side of the deal that we would both rather have. What do we have here? Puka Nacua, 10-team start 10 super flex PPR. 6-point per passing touchdown. We don't care about the tight end premium. It's 0.5 for those of y'all who do care. Mm-hmm. Puka Nacua or the 103 and the 207?
10 team start 10. I want hammers. Give me Puka, please.
Puka Nacua deal. Same. Give me Puka Nacua over the 103 and the 207. But I know we're very... Oh, yeah, give me Puka Nacua. But we've had these conversations, and I think there are a lot of people. Well, it's a start 10. 10 teams start. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Puka Nacua. I was going to try to make the case for the picks. For some reason, I was going to start 11, start 12. 12 teams start 12. Hold on now.
Yeah.
10 teams start 10 PPR Yeah, Puka Nacua. Okay. Yeah, cannot make the case in that scenario, but
you tried.
Let's see. Skynet. Okay, we got something different from Skynet. We got something different. 10 teams start 11. Okay, 10 teams start 11. Superflex PPR, 2.2 tight end, start two tight ends, no premium. Would you rather have Nico Collins or the 110, the 212, the 210, and the 301? 110, 210, 301, or Nico Collins?
I mean, the 210 and the 301, they really don't do a lot for me in this format. So at a 12-team start, 9. Like I said, if we were kind of like, about the 201.
This is 10-team start 11.
Yeah, 10-team start 11. What did I say?
12-team start 9. Yeah, 10-team start 11. Well, yes.
Yeah, so I was doing the math in my head, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, so Nico Collins versus 110. I'm just going to take the bet on Nico Collins here. I'm fine paying 110 and some change for Nico Collins. I think Nico is somebody you can actually slot into your lineup. I think you can be flexible with those picks, but if I can send 110, 210, and 301, I'd want to buy someone like a Nico Collins. So
yeah. I said 10, 11, and then you said 12, 9, and then I thought through and I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's actually a 12, 9, and 10, 11. Yep, Nico Collins, I'm with you. A lot of people are concerned. As soon as Tank Dell comes back, Nico Collins is done. I'm not as concerned as other people. I won't even say consensus, but others. I'm not as worried about Tank Dell. I think Nico Collins would be just fine in that situation.
Yeah. They're bringing the whole band back, right? Slowick and everyone. So I'm more than fine just hoping that it's the same situation. Don't even get better. Just give me the same thing. I'm going to be happy with it.
Just give me the same thing. Exactly. All right, let's go Breece Hall. Let's go Breece Hall right here. We've got Breece Hall being traded, being acquired for Jahan Dotson, the 109 and a 25 first in a 12-team start 11 PPR 2-point tight end premium, 0.2 per carry. Breece Hall or the 109 and a, so two, you're getting it out. You're getting two firsts for a damn running back. And we always talk about if you get two firsts in today's RB market, you take the cash and run. Mm-hmm. And this is in a 12-team start 11, the 109 is a good pick. That is guaranteed one of the big three receivers and whomever your fourth is, the three quarterbacks plus J.J. McCarthy and Brock Bowers. So you are guaranteed one of those big nine players, maybe even eight, and a 25 first. Are you doing that for Breece Hall?
I mean, out of the fact that it's the 25 first of the sixth best team in Dynasty Daddy, I'm okay making this move. Like it's a start 11, you know, it's like hammers are still there, but they're not the be all end all. I think that the settings are nice enough that I think I can freak that. Like I don't want Jahan Dotson necessarily.
No.
Right. I think that's just some value kind of shoveled in, but you said it like two firsts for a running back. I really have to stop and test my process here. I would love.
He's got B-Rob, Ramondre, Zamir White, and Chase Brown already. I mean, it doesn't, you may not feel great, but you've got four players who should touch the ball, and you could probably find some more via the rookie draft, or you can take that 109. Maybe you split that up. You trade that 109 for the 201, the 205, and a 25 second. You know, you split it up and to get you a couple of more darts. But you know, he says he needed an anchor running back. I think I want the picks, man. I think this is an ultimate process move. I really don't care about Jahan Dotson, but getting two first round picks for a running back in today's economy in a start 11. Yeah, give me I got three assets, and the hopium for Jahan Dotson is new coach, new coordinator, upgraded quarterback. Who knows? He was a former first round pick, so if he does anything, it's probably the type of player that you can move and trade. He may not get you much in return, but can you move Jahan Dotson at some point for a third, a second? Maybe.
Yeah. I think there's a reality where you love your Breece side of the deal a year from now, right? I think you look ahead that 25. You know, I think it's a bet to pay. Like, I don't mind moving Dotson. The 109, you can have it in the right deal. It just feels a little touch heavy, but maybe that's what it takes to move Breece Hall. I hope that's not what it takes to move Breece Hall in a league, but maybe it is.
I think like, that's about you're not getting him for the 109 in Dotson. You're him for the 109 in Dotson. You're not getting him for the 109 in Dotson.
I was thinking at it from the other side, like as a Breece Hall guy, like I'd hope that I could maybe find something better than Dotson and the 109 in that deal coming back. Right. I don't know if you can command
more. I don't know. The fact that you're getting two first round picks for him and your running backs are already Stevenson, B-Rob, Zamir, and Chase Brown, I think I'd be okay making the bet. But I also understand getting Breece Hall and putting him on this team probably makes you feel a lot more comfortable. Let's hit a couple of more really quickly. We've got, did Blaze give us any settings? No settings. None whatsoever.
No settings, so no talkie-talkie.
We can't do it. We cannot do it. You got to follow the rules, Blaze. Come on.
Rules are rules.
All right. Do you want to take a look at, well, let's just see. Here's a quick one right here. Let's go rapid fire. Cashed out on Bryce, all set at QB with Stroud, Burrow, and 101. 12-team super flex with 6 point per passing TD. Got the 111 for Bryce Young. What are you doing? 12-team super flex, 111 or Bryce Young?
With this team, I'll take the 111. Would love to get something more for Bryce. I don't know if he can.
Yep. All right. Let's see. We talked about Breece Hall. Let's just talk about this deal from G Foster 7. Let's talk about it. And man, what are we talking about? 12-team super flex start 9, PPR 1.5 tight end premium. What side do you want? 101, Tajay Spears in the 207, or you want Breece Hall and Puka Nacua?
I would like Breece Hall and Breece Hall and Puka Nacua.
Yeah. Yeah, that's slight work. Good deal. Good deal right there. Good deal. Big Stebo, 12-team super flex start 9 PPR. Tyreek Hill in the 107 or the 104 in Gabe Davis?
I will have Tyreek Hill in the 107.
Dude,
please.
What are we doing? You see, I didn't even name the 26th and the 24th. I don't even know why we pulled that up. Let's go 12-team start 10 super flex PPR. Amon-Ra St. Brown in the 207 or the 110, Deshaun Watson and Josh Jacobs. 12-team start 10 super flex. Amon-Ra in the 207, 110, Jacobs, and Watson.
That's an interesting one.
It is a little interesting.
I'm still leaning Amon-Ra pretty easily, I think, in my mind. In a start 10, I'm still wanting the Amon-Ra, and you're giving me a 207 on top of that. Cool. But I think if you're saying, like I said, Jacobs, I think he's that running back who, you know, second chance at life, right? So move him if you can. 110, you can find some hopium there. You can pick whatever. Watson, just he is what he is. Probably that. I got rapid fire. Give me Amon-Ra in a second.
Amon-Ra in a second. I think I'm with you. This is a 12-team start 10. Deshaun Watson, Zach Moss, Amon-Ra St. Brown, or Drake London, the 108, the 202, the 203, and the 310. 12-team start 10 super flex. London, 108, 22, 23, or Amon-Ra, Zach Moss, and Watson. I know I'm saying rapid fire, but you could give us a look. Where are you at with this one?
I got you. So 12-team start 10. Watson meets a threshold for me as a quarterback, but I don't think I think he can live in that quarterback 16. Zach Moss, I don't really care. Amon-Ra, London. London 2-2 and the 2-3, 310, 108. I think that's enough volume for me.
Me too.
I'm taking that. And it says coming out of a rebuild. So you acquired all those picks and you just threw it all at the wall to get Watson and Ra. It could work out for you, but I want London. I want the London side of that.
I'm with you. Coming out of a rebuild, I would rather Amon-Ra over Drake London, no doubt, right? But London's got the opportunity to get in that range, right? And then I'm getting the 108 for Watson and then the 2-2, the 2-3, the 310 for Zach Moss. I think I would rather that side personally. Personally. Here we go. This is when you put it in yesterday. So we'll finish right here. 12-team start 10 super flex half PPR, no tight end premium. It is a lineup league. Puka Nacua and a 25 first or DK Metcalf, Nico Collins. JK Dobbins in the 312.
Yeah. I'm taking Puka and the one here. It's rare that you get Puka and a one in a deal. DK and Nico impact wise in a start 10. I think you could say Puka for DK and Collins is probably a fairish point. I'll take a 25 first over Dobbins and a 312 though. And that's kind of how I feel about it.
And in the added context here, 25 first should be top six, likely top three.
Good.
Added Puka to a wide receiver room that already had Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Tank Dell. So a nice moving off of Nico Collins on a team in which he already had Tank Dell as well. So you're kind of diversifying your roster and making sure those targets kind of, you know, you capture what you capture. So there it is. Good stuff. Good stuff. Another trade show down. Enjoy doing these with you, Ty DeClaire. Enjoy everybody that taps into these every single week. We will bring you trades over here on Destination Debbie. Process, dynasty, strategy. If you want more from Ty, go to DestinationDebbie.com. He does trade articles over there, or the best place to catch him is in the Discord, patreon.com/allgas, or go to DestinationDebbie.com. You can find him on X at TyDeClaire44. Y'all know where I'm at RayGQ. Hit that thumbs up button, like the content, subscribe to the channel. Use promo code DDD for free entry into our draft stream giveaway. Use that code on Underdog Fantasy. Link is in the description. Very easy. We're giving away so much dope shit. It's unreal. Powered by Underdog Fantasy. Going to be the dopest draft stream around. Make sure you use that code on Underdog Fantasy. DDD, triple D, free entry into the giveaway. Ty, until next week, baby. Have a good one. We out.
Peace.